Well, it's the closest thing so far, I would say, to a definitive account of the investigation that everybody agrees was a terrible idea, allowing firearms to slip south of the border to try to catch the cartels that were doing the gun running in Mexico. The Justice Department's Inspector General said Operation Fast and Furious involved a series of misguided strategies, tactics, errors in judgment, and management failures that permeated ATF headquarters all the way to the Justice Department, and a near total disregard for public safety. Congressional investigators had suggested there'd been a cover-up in the Justice Department, but the report said federal officials actually ignored red flags, failed to ask questions, failed to send information up the chain of command. The report referred 14 people for possible disciplinary action, but it did not recommend anyone for criminal prosecution. And almost within the hour that the report was released, two of the highest-ranking individuals whose names came up in the report were out. Former Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Director Kenneth Melson announced his retirement, and Jason Weinstein, who was the Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Criminal Division, turned in his resignation. It was accepted by Attorney General Eric Holder. Holder also put out a statement of his own, Wolf, saying in part, "Unfortunate that some were so quick to make baseless accusations before they possessed the facts about these operations, accusations that turned out to be without foundation and have caused a great deal of unnecessary harm and confusion." He says he hopes today's report acts as a reminder of the dangers of adopting as fact unsubstantiated conclusions. So